Hoopsla Podcast Episode 12, an iPhone SDK Kickstart tutorial with Javier Gonzalez Sanchez. The Hoopsla Podcast brings you up to speed on topics covered at this year's Hoopsla Conference, which takes place in October 2008 in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, visit the website at hoopsla.org. The Hoopsla Podcast is co-produced by Software Engineering Radio and Dim Sum Thinking. I'm Martin Lippert, your host for this episode. So, welcome listeners to another episode of the Hoopsla Podcast. In this episode, we are talking about an Hoopsla tutorial about the iPhone SDK. And with me on the line is Javier. Do I pronounce this correctly?
Yes, it's correctly, Martin.
Okay. He will give the tutorial. So, welcome. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, thank you. Well, the tutorial is mine and my colleague, Helen, who is also here with me. During the last 10 years, I have been working from software developer industry, a developer, project leader, and also consultant. I had worked mainly with distributed and parallel computing and database and also web application and some software architecture. Since 2000, I am professor at Tecnológico de Monterrey, Campus Guadalajara, here in Mexico. And also I am program chair of Bachelor in Computer Science and Technology since July 2006. So right now I am chair, I am professor, and also I am an enthusiastic software developer.
So you were giving a tutorial at Hoopsla about the iPhone SDK. So that sounds pretty interesting. Can you tell us a bit what the tutorial will be about and what will attendees learn during the tutorial?
Of course. Well, the tutorial is, as you say, about the famous iPhone, a really pretty and awesome new device, which includes several technologies, phone, video, audio, image, and web. This gadget, the best gadget, according Times Magazine in 2007, has captivated the interest of different types of user and created a new emerging market. We are thinking in tutorial practice and also a little bit theoretical about all the tools presented in iPhone. We are thinking in using Xcode 3.1 and macOS 10 with programming with Objective-C language for create basic and advanced application with iPhone.
Okay, how will you start the tutorial?
Well, the course is structured in the same form. We will start with a theoretical session. In the theoretical session, we are going to talk about iPhone software architecture and present development tools, mainly the IDE and some parts of the language. Next, in the other hand, we have planned a demo. In the demo, we are going to show some application from Hello World, classical Hello World, to more advanced. And we're thinking at the end to have a practical session where we're thinking attendees could be making some stuff. They can work with iPhone simulator in her computers, or better, if they bring with her iPhones using them.
Okay, so if I bring my iPhone with me to the session, with my Mac computer, Mac notebook, I can go out of the tutorial having my first iPhone application programmed myself and running on my own iPhone?
Yes, that's the idea.
That sounds cool. So, what areas of the iPhone API will you cover? So, will you talk about just the basic language or the APIs of the graphical user interface, for example, or media stuff or audio, video? I don't know. So, what do you think? What will you cover during the tutorial?
Well, we're gonna give a little taste of each one. We're going to start with the classical Hello World, an application in a text form. Next, we are going to using some graphical stuff, graphical interface making, and how to handling multi-touch events, and also using accelerometers. Accelerometers and GPS and localization hardware in the iPhone, how to program application that explode these elements could be the part more interesting. And at the end, if the time allows us, we are going to talk about web application for iPhone and different media, audio and video, and the video camera in the iPhone using for our applications.
Oh, that sounds really cool. So I can get a feeling out of the tutorial how to use all these specific or special hardware features of the iPhone within my own software.
Yes, you will. That the goal of the tutorial is a kickstart, but we want that attendees finish the tutorial with all this stuff in their machine and can use and experience all things that you can do programming an iPhone.
You already said that you will have a more lecture-based part and a more hands-on based part. So will this be, let's say, 50-50 of the time, or what is the idea?
Yes, maybe 50-50. I think lecture could be less than 50, but we depend of the attendees, because we cannot give the attendees the software. The attendees need to register to Apple and need to have the software in their computers. Also, we need the attendees bring their Macs to the session. If all the attendees bring her computer and also have the software installed, the tutorial definitely could be more practice.
Ah, okay. So I need to download Xcode and the iPhone SDK before the tutorial and get everything from Apple installed on my machine and then go into your tutorial.
Yes, we are thinking in during the theoretical session, permit attendees to download the software and install. And during the installation and downloading, we are going to talk about the theoretical part. But if you are ready with all things installed and ready, it could be better.
So having everything installed on my Mac, what do I need to know before the tutorial? So should I be familiar with Mac OS 10, or should I be familiar with some Mac OS APIs, or with a language Objective-C, or with any of those things? Or can I just come by and say, I know Java and nothing else on this world?
As we say, this is a kickstart. We want to show how easy it could be create iPhone applications, share some tips and demos. But we are thinking in a first step. An experimented user or an iPod programmer could be in the wrong session, maybe. Sorry, but this is only a start. If you are not familiar with all this stuff, this tutorial is definitely for you. The best preparation for the tutorial, as we said before, could be arrive with all the software installed in your Mac and with attitude and enthusiastic to learn about the shocking technology.
Okay, so you will tell me what Objective-C is and how to go my first steps in Objective-C.
Yeah, we are going to have some time to talk about Objective-C, and if you know Java or another object-oriented language like C++ or C#, you will not have problem with Objective-C.
Oh, okay. And do I need to be familiar with some Mac OS X APIs or some other Mac-specific kind of programming?
No, if you're familiar with programming in Mac OS, if you know something about Xcode, by example, it could be good, but it's not necessary.
And if I register myself at the Apple site, I can get a copy of Xcode? Or do I need to do something specific for that?
Yeah, all software is free, but Apple asks for registration. You need every attendee need to register, and download the software, because they need to agree with the license. But it's really easy and a fast process.
Okay. Will you also talk about the application store where I can publish my iPhone applications and getting maybe rich with them?
Application store is a really good opportunity for you, for software developers to sell the new application and new programs. It's really amazing. But make money with application store depends of your creativity.
But you will tell us something about how to get an application into the App Store, or is that up to me?
We're talking about the application store and how to publish your application. Only talk about, because you need to have a subscription, which have a little cost for publish the application. But yes, we're going to talk about it.
Okay, so can you tell us a bit more about how the iPhone works and how the programming feels on the iPhone?
Well, about the iPhone, is really Apple do a really good job with the framework and the API, because programming iPhone is really, really easy. Maybe the point most complicated for a programmer is the language, because not all people are familiar with Objective-C. But knowing Objective-C, the rest of the point are really, really easy. The Xcode, by example, is really, really easy and familiar with people who use Eclipse, by example. The APIs and all the stuff. iPhone include a lot of hardware, a new hardware, different for the hardware in a normal computer, but all this hardware is enclosed in with powerful APIs and powerful frameworks, and include a lot of technology, really, really easy to work with using object-oriented programming.
Okay, and even those new fancy stuff like these multi-touch gestures and the other sensors in the iPhone, they can all be programmed quite easily via this APIs?
Yes, by example, multi-touch. Multi-touch programming is as easy as programming button events, by example. If you know how to program events using Java, by example, how to programming an action where a user click in a button, you are almost ready to program multi-touch events.
Oh, wow, that sounds easy.
Yeah, the most important part is understand the concept of events. If you understand what an event is, you are ready to program multi-touch and bottoms and text fields and other graphical components.
Okay, but I can imagine, so hitting a button is easy, but what about these more fancy multi-touch stuff like zooming or using two or three fingers to do some fancy stuff? How do I program against this? So it's not just getting an event like the button was hit, or do I get an event telling me zoom in or zoom out, or how do I get this kind of feeling what I do with my fingers on the screen?
Yeah, because what happened in the iPhone is in the background is more or less similar. When you click in a button in the code, in some part of the code, a method is invoked, and this method receives an object, and the object has information about what happened with the button, a click, a double click on something. In the code, in iPhone, when you do something in the multi-touch screen, occurs the same. One method is invoked, and that method has information about what you are doing with multi-touch screen. And the most important part for you as programmer is to write in that method or group of method what do you want to happen in response of what the user do in the multi-touch screen.
Okay, so in this method I get the information my finger was moved from left to right or from top to down or in a circle or whatever?
Yeah, also if you think in accelerometers, by example, you have methods which receive the information that you are moving your phone horizontal, vertical, or maybe moving it around.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah, which the information, you can write code to generate an action in the phone, and the action could be what you want. Something amazing in iPhone is how you control a game, by example. In the iPhone, you don't have buttons for games, or you don't have a joystick or something similar. You only move the phone, and the moves in the phone, or maybe hit the phone. This event caused in your game something move, or you shoot, or whatever.
Okay, I see. How did you start?
Okay, well, we start, my partner and me, working with iPhone for curiosity. Next, we start making some things for students. We are professors, and part of our work is to try to interest students and at high school and also in a college level in computer science. So we saw the iPhone and we start teaching students, mainly in high school, to programming using iPhone. Programming, I mean using the framework. And what's amazing was there are more students interested in programming an iPhone than students interested in programming a PC.
Mm-hmm.
Or includes a Mac, because the students saw more interesting the iPhone programming, because accelerometers, because GPS, because the graphical interface is more amazing for them.
Okay, so any other pieces you would like to tell our listeners about the tutorial?
No, I think we cover all things. Invite all the people who are hearing this podcast to assist to our tutorial. I think for professionals, this is a really interesting opportunity to know what iPhone can do. And iPhone is an amazing device and a big and growing opportunity to explore new market for make software. And for educators, people who assist to Educator Symposium, definitely iPhone is a great opportunity to see a new form to motivate students and young guys to enroll in a computer science career.
Okay. So thank you very, very much for being on this podcast and telling us a little bit about the iPhone and your tutorial. And thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Martin.
And see you at Uppsala.
It was my pleasure. See you in Uppsala.
Thank you for listening to the Uppsala podcast. If you want to know more about the conference or would like to listen to additional podcast episodes, visit the Uppsala website at uppsala.org. This episode, as well as all other Uppsala podcast episodes, are licensed under a Creative Commons license.